Before we had our birth center, there were a lot of women that would say, well, don't go to this hospital and don't go to that hospital because you'll get the worst treatment ever, and they treat you, you know, like horrible over there. And they were telling all these horror stories, and, you know, like they felt like they were violated as opposed to birthing with dignity. And so that meant a big difference for them. And now with all of the women coming through, you know, they're like, we're a viable option. Like, when somebody finds out they're pregnant, they're like, instead of like, oh, who's your doctor? Or what hospital are you going to have your baby? They're saying, are you going to the birthing center? You know, and that's like telling you there that we are a viable option now, you know. I think that it's made a difference in the way they carry themselves in their pregnancy somewhat, you know, because they hold their head a little bit higher, and they're sharing the knowledge. They're passing it on to other people in their family, and their families are becoming, you know, healthier, it seems anyways. They're, you know, having a little healthier lifestyle maybe. At least we're hoping that anyways. And when we see women that come through that maybe had some challenges, you know, to be able to have healthy food or stable living environment with a lot of like social issues, and you think, oh, when they're done and they have their baby, we think, oh, you know, like they'll probably never come back and see us again for another pregnancy, you know. You know, we talk to them too much, or we, you know, try to help them, you know, with different things that maybe they weren't open to. But they'll come back the next pregnancy a couple years later and they'll say, oh yeah, my cousin was pregnant or my sister was pregnant. I told them they had to stop doing this and they had to eat this and they had to make sure they, you know, like got prenatal care right away. And then they're made all of these changes in their life already with what they needed to do too. And you're like, yes, that's the ultimate, you know, that's the ultimate compliment. To know that they've made those changes and they've incorporated into their own life and spread it, spread the word and help to make their families healthy again. And in turn, it just ripples from the health of their families to the health of their extended family and their clan and their nation. You know, it just makes us stronger. Yeah. Breaking the cycle a lot too, right? You know, so. Yeah, it is. It's really special, actually. You know, there's some of them that are like way taller than me, and they're coming and they're saying, yeah, show me where I was born, you know, tell me my birth story. And, you know, like when they come, it like just floods back, and you're like, yeah, I remember you were born, you know, right here, over here. Your mom was standing over here by the bed at the time, or she was kneeling on the floor, and she was so strong, and you just came so beautifully and peacefully into the world, you know. So that there is so awesome, because we see these young kids and they're part of our community. Some of them are family, some of them are friends, and some of them are new friends because, you know, we just made big, huge connections with those people. But it also, I've heard from elders in the community saying that it seems like those babies that were born that way are different. They carry themselves different. They have a different thought process, and they just seem to be more connected or something, you know. And I'm like, wow, that's really deep, you know, like, because you're hearing it from these elders that some of them are like immersion school teachers, where they're seeing them every day in school and they're seeing the differences in these kids. And it's wow, like, you know, it's really powerful to think that, you know, that we know that how we give birth has such an impact on how we are as people, you know, like right from the moment we're conceived and all the way through. And if we can make that kind of an impact on these women to know that, you know, to remember that, even though maybe they've heard it from somebody in their family before about making sure that, you know, you carry yourself a certain way, you just think of it as an old wives' tale if it's not something that other people reinforce, so you pass it off. But when we're here with them with every visit, and other people, so many people have come through the center now, you know, that it's kind of like common knowledge that, yeah, you got to make sure that when you're pregnant, your partner's pregnant too, you're not supposed to do this, you're supposed to carry yourself like this and have a good mind and have, you know, like do the best you can to lay a really good foundation for your baby before they're even born. And so, like, that's making an impact, you know, like, and we reinforce it with every visit.